Good day, friends and residents throughout the Big Bear Valley. This is Ryan Orr with the latest edition of Mountain Matters, bringing you the news you need to know. A candidate forum was held from 5 to 9 p.m. on October 6th at the Big Bear Lake Performing Arts Center on City Hall campus. Hosted by the Big Bear Chamber of Commerce, the forum included panels of candidates from each individual race, including the Big Bear Lake City Council, the Municipal Water District, the Big Bear City Community Services District, Bear Valley Community Healthcare District, Bear Valley Unified School District, and the Big Bear Airport Board. Candidate profiles are also continuing to run in the Grizzly, so there are plenty of opportunities to research your choice for local leadership. Don't forget to register to vote. The deadline is October 24th. At the last City of Big Bear Lake City Council meeting, the City Council updated the Municipal Code section on residency requirements for City Council candidates, including proof of home ownership through a number of documents that then must include a sworn affidavit. According to the City Attorney, the update was made to clear up potential ambiguity that existed in the City's Municipal Code regarding the subject. The updated policy reflects similar updates made in several other California cities, including San Bernardino, Petaluma, and Fresno. It was passed unanimously. A detailed update of Replenish Big Bear was recently released by the Big Bear Area Regional Wastewater Agency. The project aims to keep the area's water within our own watershed to help recharge the groundwater and provide the Big Bear Valley with a sustainable water supply for generations to come. The most significant change noted is an estimated project cost increase from $55 million to $75 million based on added treatment requirements and inflation. However, after potential grants are secured, the net cost increase is estimated at less than $1 million. This information is still all very preliminary according to the agency, but if you'd like to view the update, visit www.barwa.org. Our very own Grizzly Community Newspaper has been sold by Brem Communications, Inc., to Gold Mountain California News Media, Inc., along with the rest of their California holdings, which includes 11 newspapers in total. Our plans are to continue with the well-established fine tradition which the family has been recognized for in their long and continuous history in the newspaper industry, according to the company's new CEO, Stephen Malkovich. So far, there has been no indication of any change in the Grizzlies' operations. Be sure not to miss this weekend's Adventure Van Expo that will be held from 10 to 5 on October 15th and 10 to 3 on October 16th in the Bartlett parking lot behind the Chamber of Commerce. The event will mostly feature tricked out and fully built out adventure vehicles where you can talk to the owners and learn how to do it yourself. That's it for this edition of Mountain Matters. Always remember to stay informed, get involved, and take care.